Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a life-changing discovery from the Whittemore Peterson Institute. You will be astounded. On the program today, Annette Whittemore and Judy Mikovits. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Helen Foley, Russell Crowe, and Paul Enos. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers. Brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, water resources come from fresh, clean groundwater, approved by state permits. The water is pumped from wells to million-gallon storage tanks and then distributed to TRI companies. Another amenity is our investment in a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. This disposal system converts waste to clean water for industrial applications. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are thrilled to welcome to the program Annette Whittemore. She's the president and founder of the Whittemore Peterson Institute. And Judy Mikovits, who's the director of research for WPI, also a doctor. I can't think of a more exciting program I've done, because what we're about to talk about is world-shattering news. I want to read, if I could, just the first paragraph of your press release. The Whittemore Peterson Institute scientists discover significant link between XMRV and MECFS, which we'll go into in a moment. A recently identified retrovirus called XMRV has been linked to a debilitating neuroimmune disease that affects more than 1 million people in the United States. Scientists from the Whittemore Peterson Institute, located at the University of Nevada, Reno, and their collaborators from the National Cancer Institute and Cleveland Clinic have discovered a retroviral link to myalgic encephalomyelitis and chronic fatigue syndrome. They recently published their groundbreaking findings in the journal Science, one of the world's leading journals of original scientific research, global news, and commentary. The paper, entitled Detection of Infectious Retrovirus XMRV in the Blood Cells of CFS Patients, is a major breakthrough in understanding the origins of this disease. Let's start out with the most basic, which is, what is a retrovirus?
Well, there are only two other human retroviruses known, human T-cell leukemia virus, virus and HIV, the retrovirus that causes AIDS. Both of these viruses cause cancers, neurological diseases, immune deficiencies, and inflammatory disorders in man. The XMRV is only the third human infectious retrovirus shown, and that's what our work just did.
What made you look for this? Because this was originally discovered in prostate cancer tissue of men with a specific genetic immune system defect by Dr. Silverman of the Cleveland Clinic. Why did you put that over to CFS and ME?
That genetic link was the hereditary prostate cancer gene number one is an antiviral enzyme that is also a hallmark of the abnormalities of ME-CFS patients. So we thought that we reasoned that if this virus is infecting men with this immune defect in causing prostate cancer, that it might indeed be the culprit in CFS.
What were your thoughts when you first started going down this road?
Well, I knew that the one thing that we had to do was look for the answers. And I believed that all along we were going to find an underlying pathogen. It didn't make sense that so many different viruses had been claimed to have caused this disorder. So, you know, I was absolutely thrilled. This is exactly what we started out to do.
One of the things that has been so frustrating for sufferers from chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and other related illnesses is that for a long time people thought that, doctors thought that they were crazy. That the symptoms that were coming up, symptoms coming up in one place and then showing up in another place, and there was no way to track it.
It's really been very, very interesting, and the exciting thing is that Judy can tell you that how the virus works, and every one of the symptoms makes sense because of that. So it's wonderful to be able to have this puzzle just. All the pieces come together suddenly and fit so well. She can speak to that.
Well, I was going to say, specifically, you know, let's relate it to women. Mm-hmm. A lot of the problems that women have suffered with this, you have now been able to track down in an incredible detective work.
Right, correct. So it's a simple retrovirus, which means its expression, the on or off, is controlled by just, and we've just learned this, it's unpublished data, by just three things: the response to hormones and the response to inflammatory cytokines. It's called a NF-kappa B element. So cortisol, which is the stress hormone, turns on the virus very rapidly and continues to have it expressed. So do inflammatory events, like as caused by other pathogens, and so do hormones like androgens and progesterones, which also make sense with regard to prostate cancer and inflammatory prostate cancer and the disease being more prevalent in women.
One of the things that is common here is that this is not an airborne disease, which is something that people had potentially thought about. I mean, this is something that's all over the world.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's just stunning. But it's actually fluids and blood that are being.
That's correct. I think we're, you know, obviously looking into that and describing that more fully so that we can. But in the history of these other viruses, that's what they've, you know, discovered. It's not airborne, thank goodness.
Okay, this has way more ramifications than just CFS and ME.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we have been a very strong supporter of the autism community on this program and tried to cover that as much as possible. What effect might it have on the autism community with this research?
Well,
and findings. I mean, it's beyond just research, but findings.
We're excited to. It's not in the paper and it's not reported, but we've actually done some of those studies, and we found this virus present in a significant number of autistic samples that we have tested so far.
So there is tremendous potential for this to potentially be mm-hmm. something that will be solvable for the autism community.
Mm-hmm. Be linked to a number of neuroimmune diseases, including autism. It certainly won't be all, because there are, you know, genetic defects that result in autism, but there are also the environmental effects. There is always, you know, the hypothesis that my child was fine and then they got sick and then they got autism. Interestingly, on that note, if I might speculate a little bit, the vaccine, this might even explain why vaccines lead to autism in some children, because these viruses live and divide and grow in the lymphocytes, the immune response cells, the B and the T cells. So when you give a vaccine, you you send your B and T cells in your immune system into overdrive. That's its job. Well, if you're harboring one virus and you replicated a whole bunch, you've now broken the balance between the immune response and the virus. So you could have had the underlying virus and then amplified it with that vaccine and then set off the disease such that your immune system could no longer control other infections and created an immune deficiency.
Let's take a break. More on this very exciting discovery when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers on a great day here with Annette Whittemore, president and founder of the Whittemore Peterson Institute, and Judy Mikovits, who is the director of research for WPI. You wanted to clear up something about vaccines.
Well, I just wanted to say that we certainly are advocating vaccinations and understand how important those are to the well-being of the children. But what we're hoping for is by finding out whether or not somebody is positive to XMRV, whether it's one family member or another, and then looking for it in children, you could all alter the immune response in such a way or protect the child and still be able to vaccinate and avoid autism in these kids. So, and again, I don't think that either one of us are sitting here and saying vaccination causes autism. Rather, a number of factors, a genetic susceptibility to the illness, the infection itself, and then on top of that, you're adding something to that mix that takes that child over the top.
You know, one of the things that's interesting to me is that, you know, we're not very far away from actually being able to resolve a lot of the problems for these people. I mean, we've seen with HIV/AIDS that it has now been put under control for many, many people. Mm-hmm. And are we looking for the same thing for not just ME and CFS, but for many other diseases as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, as you said, we've got a lot of experience in drug development, and these retroviruses work the same. So we have drugs that are already FDA approved on the market that we can now begin rational clinical trials and actually treat and come close to the proving causality when we do indeed have people be better, healed.
So actually we are working on treatments right now, and I think one of the biggest things that we feel is very, very important is that we continue this work on this pace to solve this problem as quickly as possible. And that's going to require some funding. And we're really hoping, and we're working very hard right now with the NIH to accommodate those needs and get some funding into this area as soon as possible out to the Institute so we can begin these clinical trials.
What has been the response? I know that this was embargoed until today by Science Magazine, but what has been the result of the medical community?
I will let Judy answer that one because it's been phenomenal. The scientific community has just been over the top. So,
we've presented these data three times, twice at closed conferences at the NIH and one at an international meeting a few weeks ago. And you could hear a pin drop in the audience. It's amazement. The scientists are excited. Everyone's working on it, so we know we're going to get a lot of help. But it's just amazement. It's an entire new field of medicine, and everyone who's ever worked in this family of viruses, now that we've shown it's a human and pathogen, is extremely excited.
You know, you started this investigation because of your daughter and her lengthy illness with CFS. What's your response now, and what's her response?
We are just absolutely overwhelmed. We are so excited to be able to put a name to the item, you know, the pathogen that's really been causing her the problems. But there's always that little bit of sadness now, you know, where you've held on for a really, really long time and said, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do it, and every once in a while we stop and we're a little bit sad for the lost health and all the lost years, and then we just go right back out there. And, you know, I'm looking forward to all the new treatment options that are going to be available, and we've already talked to a large group of scientists about a possible vaccine. Judy has mentioned to me several times that this is going to be easier to find a vaccination against this than HIV because it is a simple retrovirus. So
yes, and that is the amazing thing.
Unbelievable.
There are obviously going to be a lot of people who have a lot of questions about this, and this broadcast is going to be seen around the world, literally online. Where do people come to find the information?
Well, we hope they'll come to our website and visit us at www.wpinstitute.org. We've put up a lot of information about XMRV, questions and answers, and we're hoping to do so they can post their questions and then they can post their comments, a board of some sort, so right online. And certainly you'll probably get quite a bit of feedback.
Yes, and we'll put a link to your website on our website. Even though we've discussed how earth-shattering this is, I don't think people are going to understand.
No.
But over the next few months as this rolls out, and I just can't say, you know, how excited I am for you, and I also have a family member that suffers from fibromyalgia.
We should speak to that just very quickly, that fibromyalgia, we include that in this group. We did bring in some samples, and they tested positive as well, so there's a lot of folks out there that are going to find that there's a reason for their symptoms, there is an answer, and there are going to be some treatments that are going to make a difference. So.
Congratulations to both of you. It is just wonderful. And your building
isn't even
finished yet.
I know. You know what's really funny? About a year ago, I told Judy, I said, on this agenda sheet, I said, okay, agenda items, what are we going to do? We're going to find the underlying cause of this disorder, develop treatments, and we are going to have a vaccine. And I said, well, do you think you can do that before the doors are open? And then, you know, we can figure out what we're going to do in that space. But, I am just absolutely thrilled, and I do believe that we are going to move very rapidly on this. So
congratulations
thank you
to
so
both
much.
Of you, and we look forward to you coming back and telling us more about the progress. Thank you.
We'll
be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called forward. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. That's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
The wrong time to think about car insurance is when you need it most. Meet Jill. Jill has AAA auto insurance. Jill knows that her AAA insurance is just as dependable as the emergency roadside service she gets from AAA. So, if you've been wondering about your insurance, call us for a quote today and find out how additional coverage options make auto insurance from AAA more affordable than ever. And with over 90 years of insurance experience, AAA has seen it all. So if Jill ever does have a claim, she knows her AAA insurance team is dedicated to getting her vehicle repaired and back on the road, just like it never happened. Call right now or visit your local AAA office for a no-obligation auto insurance quote, and you'll get this complimentary accident claim kit just for getting a quote. This kit includes a disposable camera, information checklist, a flashlight, and more. Because AAA wants you to be prepared for whatever the road brings you. Call AAA Insurance now. Get more. Get AAA.
You just received another determination letter from the insurance company. So what do you do? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
A new record!
This week, Tim Allen took the top spot in the Green Car Challenge. Let's see if Gerard Butler can overtake him. And how cool is this? Ben Harper and Jack Black jamming together on Jay. Tonight, 10, 9 Central on NBC.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Joining us is Helen Foley with Fess Foley and Russell Rowe with Kempfer Kroll. Got it right? And Paul Enos with the Nevada Motor Transport Association, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you all with us. So the news is that Joe Heck has now decided that he is going to go after Dina Titus. How do you rate this race?
I see that you're looking at me, Sam, so I'll take a shot at that question. I think that's going to be a tough race for both Dina and Joe. As you know, this was Joe's district, Senate District 5. And given the politics today, as it's certainly different than they were a year ago, if things remain the same or get a little worse, if the economy doesn't get better, if Afghanistan gets, we get deeper into that, which it looks like we will, it could be a very difficult race for Democrats across the board. Joe, and as we all know, Joe's a very strong candidate, particularly in that district. Of course, Dina is a fighter and is going to come out swinging, so I expect that to be a very contested race.
The union certainly would want to jump into that one, wouldn't they?
Oh, certainly they will. This always was going to be a tough race, but I think that Congresswoman Titus has been doing a tremendous job for her district. She stays in close contact with them. I think
she's kind of like Barbara Vukanovich with constituent service.
Oh, she's doing a great job. And, you know, during this whole health care debate, she decided she would vote against increasing the taxes on small businesses, and came up against a lot of the people that really were upset that she voted against that public option. But she did not want to increase the taxes on small businesses in her district. And so I think it's much tougher race than it was going to be with Guidry, because Senator Hecht is much better known. But I would still put my money on Congresswoman Titus.
Yeah, you just look at the registration in that district, Sam. When John Porter lost to I was going to call her Senator Titus, to Congresswoman Titus, there was a 23,000 Democratic voter advantage. And it may have gone away a lot, but it hasn't gone away. It may have gone away a little. It hasn't gone away a lot. So I think that Senator Heck does have a great challenge there, although I think he probably does have a better shot at this race than he did at the gubernatorial race, especially with Sandoval's entrance into it.
Yeah, you raised an interesting point, and I'll throw this out to Russell. You know, in talking to some of the Democratic leaders, they're a little bit concerned that the registration advantage was mainly due to Obama, and it really didn't go down ticket. And so therefore, Democrats are going to have a lot tougher time than a lot of people might anticipate. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I thought it did go down ticket in the last election. And the numbers that I've seen so far haven't changed that drastically in Nevada. The Republican numbers definitely have begun to tick up, and I think that's a natural occurrence in an off-year election. Obviously, after the Obama effect, there's probably going to be a little fatigue on the part of Democrats. The spending issues, I think, were a big deal to many independent voters, many moderate Democrats, many moderate Republicans, and I think that has got a lot of voters concerned from at the federal level, and I think that's going to trickle down a bit, and particularly in the congressional races, that's going to have an impact, but it could also have an impact in some of the state and local races.
We need to see the economy start turning more in Nevada. People are depressed, and they're scared. So many people in Nevada are out of jobs. Here and in Arizona, we see the rest of the nation starting to turn around, and Nevada is still in a world of hurt. I know that still the economy is really in tough shape. I represent a lot of home builders, and while a lot of the nation is turning around, Nevada still has a really high unemployment rate.
Do you think we've hit the bottom yet?
I think we've hit the bottom, yes. But with new home builders, we're seeing some change, but it's going to take a while.
You know, my question is, Sam, where are you going to see the we need to have some economic growth here, and where are you going to see it? And I know it's things that we talk about, and it's things that we've examined and study, but when we're looking in the near future, I don't see where we get the economic growth in the state of Nevada that is going to take us out of this, you know, recession, depression, what economic downturn, whatever you want to call it. I'm looking for where are you going to get that private sector, and that's what it takes. You know, the government can spend as much money as they want trying to pump the economy up, but it is really the private sector who's going to come in, risk their capital, risk the time away from their family, risk their sweat and blood to invest in this area and hire people, and that's what's going to start getting the economy moving.
Well, I also think that, you know, you have to look at the gaming industry and say, you know, that it's not static, that they are continuing to come up with more and more promotions to get people in. They're not spending as much money as they were before, but hopefully you start to see the volumes go up, and then hopefully you start to see the prices go up. That's where we've got to leave it. I thank you all for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Time to take care of that unwanted hair? What are your options? You can rip it out, pluck it, melt it away with harsh chemicals, pay for costly laser treatments, or that old standby shaving. Ouch! Well, the days of old-fashioned hair removal are gone for good. Now that hair will go away with Smooth Away, the fastest-selling, most popular women's product in Europe. You'll smooth away unwanted hair in moments and exfoliate at the same time.
I don't have to shave. I don't have to shave ever.
It's gone. That's pretty cool.
So smooth. And it worked so easy.
Each Smooth Away pad is covered with super fine crystals that buff away unwanted hair, leaving your skin so soft and incredibly smooth. Use the full-size Smooth Away pad for your legs, arms, underarms, and the small one for smaller areas, like the upper lip and chin. Smooth Away works wonders on sensitive areas like the bikini line and will never leave those unsightly razor bumps. To use Smooth Away, just buff lightly and the hair is gone. It's amazing. Best of all, Smooth Away works in just seconds and is 100% pain-free. And because Smooth Away exfoliates as you use it, your skin will feel incredibly smooth and soft, just begging to be touched. Oh, and Smooth Away works great for guys, too. Finally, there's a real answer to easy, safe, painless, and oh-so inexpensive hair removal. Because now anyone can enjoy perfectly smooth skin with Smooth Away. To order, call our toll-free number and we'll rush you the complete Smooth Away system. The large Smooth Away for legs and arms. The mini Smooth Away for lips, chin, and sensitive areas. Plus, four large and four small replacement pads so you always look smooth. This package sells in Europe for $40 or more, but buying direct, it's yours for $14.99. But wait, call right now and we'll double the entire offer and give you a second Smooth Away set absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. That's right, two Smooth Away sets and $80 value for only $14.99. So call now.
I must say, what a remarkable program we had today. If you want to know more about XMRV, the retrovirus, go to NevadaNewsmakers.com, go to the link section, and we will link you with the Whittemore Peterson Institute. Coming up next week, we have some great guests, including Scott Butera, president of Tropicana, George Harris, Jim Wadhams. There'll be some great shows. Don't miss them right here on Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening. We have the best programs on the planet right here on Nevada Newsmakers. If you want the news, this is where to find it.